in the limelight.
Washington, in its love for the illegal Zionist regime, continues to turn a blind eye to the other child-killing regime, that is Riyadh, because of the Wahhabi cult's growing ties with the Zionists. Stay with us for an article by Daniel Larrison titled "Pompeo Shamefully Covers for the Saudis Again." U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has proven once again that there is nothing the Trump regime won't do to cover for Saudi regime as it prosecutes the atrocious U.S.-backed war on Yemen. Mike Pompeo has blocked the inclusion of Arabia on a U.S. list of countries that recruit child soldiers, dismissing his experts' findings that a Saudi-led criminal coalition has been using underage fighters in Yemen's civil war, according to four people familiar with the matter. Pompeo has made the habit of overruling State Department experts when their recommendations don't line up with Donald Trump's preference for giving the Saudis whatever they want. Last fall, he overruled them to make the bogus certification that the Saudi criminal coalition was making an effort to reduce civilian casualties, and now he has overruled them to pretend that the Saudi coalition doesn't use child soldiers when there is ample evidence that they have been doing that for years. There is no good reason to keep Arabia off the list of countries that engage in this awful practice, and so we are left to assume that Pompeo is doing it as a favor to a despotic regime because it happens to buy a lot of U.S.-made weapons. The Reuters report in this regard continues. The decision, which came after a fierce internal debate, could prompt new accusations by human rights advocates and some lawmakers that U.S. President Trump's regime is prioritizing security and economic interests in relation with oil-rich Saudi regime, a major U.S. ally and accomplice and arms customer. It is safe to say that this will prompt those accusations, and those accusations will be absolutely justified by the pattern of behavior that we have seen from the Trump regime over the last 2.5 years. They fought tooth and nail against an anti-war resolution in Congress that would have withdrawn the U.S. from the war in Yemen, and they shamelessly covered for Saudi heir apparent Mohammed bin Salman in the wake of journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Just last month, the president abused his power to declare an emergency to expedite arms sales to Saudi and UAE regimes. Congress is fighting back against this so-called emergency for the last several weeks. Senator Rand Paul is one of the co-sponsors of the bipartisan Senate effort to oppose the bogus emergency, and recently he spoke about the need to block arms sales to Bahrain and Qatar as well. He said, "Proliferating arms in the midst of chaos is a recipe for disaster." He went on to address the administration's claim that the expedited arms sales to the Saudis and the UAE are needed to counter Iran. He said, "The argument goes that we must arm anyone who is not Iran. We are told that the U.S. must accept selling arms to anyone who opposes Iran, even bone-saw-wielding countries brazen enough to kill a dissident in a foreign consulate. It doesn't matter how you act, how you behave, or who you kill, we'll still give you arms. What would happen if we just said no? What would happen if we simply conditioned our arms sales on behavior? Are the Saudis so weak that Iran will run over them and run over the whole West Asia without our arms, that is, U.S. arms? Of course not. The Saudis now spend more on their military than the Russians. The Saudis have the third largest amount of military spending in the world. The Saudis and their Persian Gulf accomplices and allies spend 8 times more than Iran. Senator Rand Paul then raised the question, what are the Saudis doing with all the weapons we give them? Well, for one, they are bombing civilians in Yemen. They've been using U.S. bombs, and up until recently, they were refueling their bombers with U.S. planes. The Americans have got no business in the war in Yemen. Congress never voted on it. It's unauthorized. It's unconstitutional, and Americans have no business aiding the Saudis in this massacre and crime. The Saudis have used these bombs to bomb a funeral procession. They wounded over 400 in a funeral procession and killed 150. The Saudis recently bombed and killed 40 children on a school bus. The Saudis, with U.S. support, continue to blockade one of the main ports of Yemen. As a consequence of this blockade and the Yemeni war, 17 million people live on the edge of starvation. In addition, the Saudis indiscriminately fed arms into the Syrian war. That's just a portion of Paul's speech, and it is recommended watching the rest of it. He explains very well why the Saudis cannot be trusted with U.S. weapons. We know in advance that they will be used to commit war crimes, and we know that some of the weapons provided to the Saudis and Emirates will eventually end up in the hands of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and its accomplices and partners in crime. There is no emergency that justifies rushing more weapons to them. On the contrary, the U.S. shouldn't be providing them with any weapons at all. Pompeo's decision to overrule his experts again is the latest example of how he puts indulging Washington's despotic clients ahead of any other consideration. The evidence that the Saudi coalition makes extensive use of Sudanese recruits is not in doubt. Mark Perry reported on the coalition's reliance on Sudanese recruits to wage their criminal war in Yemen in an article for TAC Media last year. The New York Times also reported late last year on the use of child soldiers from Darfur. The Saudis and Emirates use the Sudanese recruits as cannon fodder while they remain safely in the rear. Some families are so eager for the money that they bribe militia officers of the Saudi UAE criminal coalition to let their sons go fight. Many are ages 14 to 17. In interviews, 5 fighters who have returned from the Saudi UAE-controlled areas of Yemen and another about to depart said that children made up at least 20% of their units. 2 said children were more than 40%. To keep a safe distance from the battle lines, their Saudi or Emirati overseers commanded that Sudanese fighters, almost exclusively by remote control, directing them to attack or retreat through radio headsets and GPS systems provided to the Sudanese officers in charge of each unit, the fighters all said. Following reports like this that the Saudi criminal coalition has been using child soldiers recruited from Sudan, the State Department's experts recommended adding Saudi regime to the list. State Department experts recommended adding Arabia to the soon-to-be-released list based in part on news reports and human rights groups' assessments that the Desert Kingdom has hired child fighters from Sudan to fight for the U.S.-backed criminal coalition in Yemen, the 4 sources said. There is no question that the regime in Riyadh recruits child soldiers to fight in Yemen, and there is no question that it is an outrageous practice that deserves to be condemned by the U.S. regime. There is also no question that the Trump regime is interested only in catering to Saudi regime and the UAE regime, no matter the cost to the U.S. interests, values, and reputation, which has already been lost.